And first up today, we've got all the travel news that you can use. Here's the travel news for this week. The world-famous Eiffel Tower is being shielded from terror threats by a 6-centimetre-thick armoured glass panel as part of a permanent security banner. It is the most visited spot in Paris, but the 3-metre-tall panels weighing 1.5 tonnes each will not block the view from the north and south ends of Eiffel Tower, but grids have been erected on the east and west side of the tower, which will have bollards against them to protect against vehicle rams. The whole area will be patrolled by French soldiers and French police inside and outside the security perimeter. The 129-year-old landmark gets 6 to 7 million visitors a year, and the security project should be finished by September. Two tourists, one of them Australian, fell to their deaths while apparently trying to take selfies from a seaside cliff in Portugal. The Australian man and his British partner are said to have died last week at Fisherman's Beach in Ericeira. They had apparently climbed over a protective wall on the cliff. Their bodies were discovered on the beach by fishermen next morning. A rescue service official said that while attempting a selfie, they dropped the phone and fell while trying to retrieve it. Australia's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says consular authorities were assisting the family of the Australian victim. New Zealand will tax most international travellers in a move to counter over-tourism and to improve infrastructure. While Australians were exempt from this tax, others will pay New Zealand $35, that's US $25, from next year, which will raise about $55 million New Zealand dollars a year. Australians form the bulk of visitors, but most others arriving are from China, the UK and USA. Fees will be collected for visa applications, and a special new electronic travel authority will be levied on those from visa-free countries. $6 for a can of Coke and $7 for a bottle of water and other price gouging could drive tourism away from Fiji, the South Pacific nation's been warned. While Fiji has endured and recovered from military coups and cyclones, tourism price hikes and a lack of infrastructure expenditure could prove more costly. Recently, the departure tax from these islands was upped from 75 Fijian to 100 Fijian dollars. But some commentators have voiced concern that this increased revenue is not being used to improve infrastructure or services in Fiji. Fiji's tourism department head, Iyaz Sayed Kailum, told the Fiji Times he was concerned about the price differential charged by business operators to tourists versus locals. Government cuts in the duty on tourist items must be passed back to tourists, he said. The tourism industry is reportedly worth $1.6 billion and employs 40,000 people. A TV program 60 Minutes went undercover last week to expose fake Aboriginal artefacts from Indonesia being sold in Australia. And they often bore signs saying handmade Australia, and they come out of Balinese factories. They're didgeridoos and boomerangs, and although no Australian Indigenous artist or craftsman is apparently involved. The camera crew visited 6 different factories in Bali. These were suspected of supplying some Australian businesses. Gabrielle Sullivan from the Independent Arts Code told 60 Minutes there are now more fake Aboriginal souvenirs being sold in popular tourist spots than the real thing. Selling fake Aboriginal artefacts is not illegal in Australia unless a retailer or distributor makes a misleading statement about their origin, which could see them face Australian Consumer Watchdog action. The world's leading stem cell researchers, physicians, governments and health officials are here in Melbourne today. Over 2,500 delegates from 60 countries are participating in the annual meeting of the International Society for Stem Cell Research. They'll be here for 4 days at Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre. Victoria plays a vital role in stem cell research, and local scientists make substantial contributions to the field in basic and applied stem cell research. Melbourne Convention Bureau facilitated the bid to bring the prestigious event to Melbourne, and CEO Karen Bollinger said it would deliver more than $13 million in economic benefit for Victoria. And that's the travel news for this week.